Some people play polo on a horse. Well, I think most do, actually. Some play it in the water. Some even climb onto an elephant for a match. Now there's a two-wheeled version of the sport that's catching on. Reporter Jocelyn Frank recently spent a cricket-filled evening watching bike polo at a park in Washington, D.C.
He's known as Tink. David Sachs may have the nickname of a sweet and innocent fairy, but get him out at the park and it's a whole different story.
I'm not going to say that I'm not going to play dirty because I will.
This neighborhood of Southeast D.C. is known for being a bit rough around the edges. The park's floodlights function erratically. In one dark corner, there's a shadowy jungle gym, complete with a few shadowy people sitting near the swings and slides. Not far is the tall fencing of a former tennis court, transformed into a roller hockey rink. And tonight, it's been born again for use by a group of grungy-looking 20 to 30-year-old men and their bicycles.
And some dude found this roller hockey rink, and we're like, this is perfect. You know, the rounded corners make it so you can really wail the ball in there.
Tink is one of six guys with bikes who fill this tiny rink for a weekly game of bike polo.
South side, ready? North side, ready? Go. 3, 2, 1, go!
And they're off. Bikes circle one another, there are bursts of pedaling, then skids and stops. At one point, three riders race towards seeming collision, each hoping to get a clear swing at a little red ball. It's about the size of a softball. There are no goalies, so when there's a breakaway, each rider races to get a shot off before the other bike wheels sweep in and block the path to the goal. In this instance, there's no head-on collision, but sadly, there isn't much action at all. The first rider to get to the ball swung and missed. The guys play on. First team to successfully score 5 goals wins the round.
You have to be quick. You have to be able to maneuver in a tight space in different directions. Like back up real quick and kind of turn around.
Brian Pettit is a bike messenger in downtown Washington, D.C., and he spends all day every day on his bike. But he's a rookie bike polo player, and he's not quite at the top of his game.
The good ones are good at blocking and boxing you out. That's a good skill. Be able to anticipate that situation where you can block someone. Putting yourself in between the other guy and the ball, you know, and not falling down at the same time.
Indeed, it appears that the hardest thing about bike polo is just staying upright. If your feet slip off the pedals and touch the ground, you have to quit the play and ride to the middle of the court before you can come back into the game. And if that didn't sound quite tough enough, there's one more important detail. None of the bikes in this polo ring have brakes. These are called fixed gear bikes. If you want to slow down, you pedal backwards. But pedal back too much and you actually go backwards. If you want to stand still, you have to sort of rock back and forth on your pedals. And with the combination of racing, wobbling, and swinging mallets, Tink brags that injuries to man and machine are common.
I mean, you're going to get hurt. I destroyed his wheel set a couple months back, and his rear triangle's all bent up. I mean, I got this rusted frame for like $20, and you know, I don't care what happens to it, because if it breaks, it breaks. I'm just like, what's new? Whatever.
Part of the fun of urban polo is constructing and reconstructing your equipment. Homemade plastic mallets are usually made of what was once a ski pole, with a chunk of PVC pipe impaled onto the pointy end.
Simon,
stop!
There's a lot of trash talking, but not much genuine team allegiance. Here in D.C., each competition is just a series of pickup games. In fact, after each round, whoever wants to play the next just tosses their mallet into the middle. And new teams are chosen, kind of like drawing straws. The break between rounds is never long. Bike polo is aggressive, strangely graceful, and gaining popularity. In addition to these ad hoc city games, there are more formal tournaments that go on in California, Pennsylvania, even Canada and Scotland. And if you were hoping to get in on a match, don't worry. You haven't missed the season. Tink says last year, in D.C., they played year-round.
There was like an inch of snow on the ground. It was maybe 10 degrees. We're out here playing ice polo or snow-lo. Yeah, we're playing snow-lo, and we're all out here saying, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Jocelyn Frank in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.